This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, March 16th. Well, in my opinion, the Treasury, the Swiss National Bank, which is the banking regulator in Switzerland, and the European Central Bank should have come out with a joint statement yesterday, before the opening today, that they would provide liquidity to all the banks. And although the Swiss National Bank came to the plate and has offered up to $54 billion to help Credit Suisse, and Credit Suisse has taken advantage of that, the European Central Bank raised rates 0.5% today. So their key interest rate is now at 3%, up from 2.5%. And the only thing I should add, in their previous rate hikes, they would have a statement that they're going to continue to significantly raise rates. That statement has disappeared, okay? So they may be nearing the end. But they remain focused on inflation and not on the liquidity and the viability of many of the European banks, which have plunged in price. You know, I mentioned on another podcast that there were two big German banks, two big Italian banks, two big French banks, and a Netherlands bank that were all under severe selling pressure. I should also add that Charles Schwab came out with a statement that, you know, they are going to take care of their depositors. They have plenty of liquidity. So, you know, the panic on the selling has been moving around, okay? And although it's focused on financial firms, it is starting to take a toll out there overall, because you can see that the market just is in a piss-poor mood, for lack of a better word. Now, today what I've noticed is volume has been very light, especially during the ECB conference. Everybody's listening to it. So it looks like we're starting to exhaust the selling pressure. You can see that the NASDAQ market's very resilient. So we're going to get a reversal. In the meantime, we're hoping that Treasury securities settle back down. So as I speak to you today, you know, the two-year Treasury's yield is about 3.93. The 10-year yield, as I speak to you, is 3.43. The yield curve is still inverted. It's imperative that the Fed uninverts that curve, okay? But meantime, you know, if you're a home builder, you're going to get low mortgage rates now. If you're in the automotive business, maybe your auto loan rate will start to fall. So there's been a dramatic reversal of rates, because on Thursday, a week ago today, rates were surging. And today, they've been falling for the last several days. So this is good news. Now, you probably have seen that oil prices are soft, okay? You know, it's interesting. We had the EIA weekly report come out. In the last couple of weeks, oil inventories are still down, okay? Although they were elevated on a five-year basis. Gasoline inventories fell. Distillate inventories, which is diesel, heating oil, jet fuel, fell. And now prices are at the level where President Biden wanted to start filling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And so that's good. Actually, the Brent sweet crude's still above that, but you know, the WTI's below the price that he said you could submit a bid at. So I don't want anybody to worry about what we call the energy shock out there. You know, energy demand does go up in the spring. What's apparently affecting a lot of gasoline demand in America right now is, obviously, it's kind of hard to drive around California when your streets are flooded. So they're behaving themselves and using less gasoline than they normally do. And they're going to be under flood risk for two more months, because there's a massive snowpack in the Sierra that is going to melt, okay? And let's hope it melts slowly so we don't have flooding. But if you get a heat wave, it'll melt fast, and then there'll be a lot of flooding. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the energy stocks still have very low P ratios, very good dividend yields. I've got a few of them up today, so that's a good sign. And of course, we're exporting natural gas like crazy to Europe. And we're exporting a lot of refined product, crude oil, to Europe. So the energy doesn't go to waste, okay? If we don't use it, it's going somewhere. So I still stand by my prediction that energy prices will surge in the spring. That's a seasonal surge. But near term, there was just this fear that the global economic engine would grind to a halt because of the banking problems. And there is something out there called the velocity of money, which is how fast money changes hands. And there's no doubt that these bank problems hurt the velocity of money. It causes people to postpone purchases or businesses to hesitate. And so what we need is next Wednesday, when the Fed meets, it's not so much whether they don't raise rates or they raise rates 0.25%. What we need is a dovish FOMC statement, okay, that they're at or near the end. And as soon as we know that, then the market will have a relief rally that will be incredible. So for all of you that are nervous by all these gyrations and are worried, you have to wait till Wednesday. We got to see what the Fed says. So I expect the market to continue to oscillate, although we're oversold right now. Volume dried up, so we'll probably get a nice rally here near term. But especially based on what NASDAQ is doing, that's a good sign that selling pressure is being exhausted. But we really do have to have the Fed lead the way, okay? So that's it. The other comment I have is, you know, the yields we get on dividend stocks are now extremely competitive with treasuries. In fact, my average dividend yield is in line with the 10-year treasury right now. But of course, you know, on dividends, you only pay 20% federal taxes versus 37% on interest income. So I don't know. I'd rather have dividend income on companies that increase their dividends than stocks that than on a treasury security. So that's kind of what's going on. So hang in there, folks. I know you have not enjoyed this, okay? But the truth of the matter is, it's selling pressure starting to moderate. We're going to get a reversal. But a big reversal is going to be dependent upon Wednesday's FOMC statement. So that's it. That's your update for today. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody.